You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right, guys, one final question for our Captivate subscribers. How do the lifestyles of the pirates in this ride compare to the lifestyles of Greek hedonists that are talked about in the Bible and to the lifestyles of pop culture America today? TJ.
What, do you want us to write a thesis statement?
I know. I was like, please. I was expecting a...
Do you have a thesis statement?
Easy. I wasn't prepared for a thesis.
No. Did we have an outline for this episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't send that to me when you sent me the link.
Well, I sent it to you like last week.
Couldn't find
early
it.
On. Well, I'll start. For me, hedonism is hedonism is hedonism. Yeah. All three of them are just people living for happiness sake. It's also why I have a huge problem with John Piper's Christian hedonism. I think I know what he might be trying to say, but I still think he's just wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think God's ultimate goal is for us to live for the purpose of happiness. Or else Jeremiah was a terrible prophet. He was just bad at it.
Yeah, look at Job, even though it's a story.
He sucked. He didn't do God's will at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pangolinan, hedonism. Okay. What's your take?
Okay, so can you define hedonism, please, for the people who may not know who's listening?
Yeah, basically,
not for me.
I think the most basic definition is the philosophy is the purpose of life is happiness, basically.
Got it.
That's pretty much right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pleasure. It's hard to boil that down, I feel like.
All right. So how does the lifestyle of the pirates in the ride compare to the lifestyle of Greek hedonism and to the lifestyle of pop culture today? So pretty much I'll talk about like the American. They want instant gratification. So I feel like you can just say hedonism is instant gratification. They want to be happy. They want it now. They don't want to mess up. Oh, they don't want to miss out. And so I guess it's just really selfish. And pirates can be very selfish. Yeah. And so like they want the treasure, they want to pillage, they want to do this. And so they're not bound by anything but their happiness or their selfishness.
Yeah. For me, I think the biggest differences, if I'm trying to find differences, I think pirates are really close to Greek hedonist. For that kind of lifestyle in Greek culture, it was something celebrated. It was out in the open, and the people who were living that lifestyle were doing it for the glory of their empire, more or less. Pirates, the biggest difference is it was out in the open. They didn't care who knew that they were living for happiness sake, getting drunk because they wanted to be drunk, all that stuff. But they weren't celebrating the empire. Not if they're pirates. Maybe if they were privateers. Pirates weren't celebrating any empires. And I think American culture today, the big thing with our culture, I think, is we like to hide it. You know, you don't get drunk out in the open all the time, but we go to parties and the whole reason you go is to get wasted, right? Like, I think the biggest difference for America right now and probably a lot of places around the world is just we act like it's not why we're doing stuff, I guess. I know it's not as out in the open.
Oh, America put stuff out in the open. I mean, look at their social media.
I guess. But if I'm going to walk downtown right now, even in Lancaster, I'm not going to see people just everybody with a bottle of rum in their hand, you know?
I mean, but also you got to think of the time as well. Like they might not that's have true. A bottle of rum, but I bet you everyone has a vape in their pocket.
Yeah, but that's not.
Rum at that time wasn't really bad.
Vape doesn't really impair you in any way. So I feel like that's.
You haven't seen those lung studies.
I meant like your mental capabilities at the time. Also, I've seen some lung studies.
Oh. Yeah, it's for them.
So anyway, I think the pirates aren't all necessarily just living to pursue pleasure. A lot of them living that way because they were forced to, because that's their only choice.
Yeah.
You know, they're living to live, and this is how they have to live. It's not, they're not plundering because they would enjoy it. They're plundering because the only way we're going to get food on this boat is if we go steal it from that village.
Yeah. Yeah. Good I mean, point. That's true, too. The ride doesn't give us a lot of context. We assume they're just drunk and having fun. But if you're thinking about like actual pirate history, like I mentioned during the actual episode, a lot of your pirate ships are made up of women and people who came from Africa because, you know, they didn't want to be slaves and they didn't want to be treated as property. So they joined a pirate crew because this guy's willing to give them money and let them drink. So I don't know. I feel like, I feel like that is a unique distinction between both the Greek hedonism and American, because American culture or modern culture in general today, I feel like is a lot of live for your own happiness, do whatever makes you feel good, who cares what anybody thinks kind of attitude.
Yes.
Yeah. I think TJ's right. I think for the most part, even if we don't have the context, we do know about history of pirates. And a lot of times it wasn't because we don't care what people think, we're doing it for fun. A lot of times it was because yeah, it's either be a slave or do this. You know, it's either starve or steal that person's food. Yep. Yeah, true, true. All right. Well, Elizabeth, TJ, do y'all have anything you wanted to add here? No? We're good? TJ's word is final, as always. And with that, guys, thank you for supporting the show, and we'll talk to you next time.
Final.
This was an Anazao Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network.